Can we talk about apps? There are hundreds of apps available for smartphones and tablets, and many of them are marketed just for kids. How should parents navigate all those choices?
Most of the apps are just dumb and fun. We have to be very realistic about that. There's a 500,000 and growing apps on the iTunes store, and last count, 250,000 on the BlackBerry store. There's a lot of apps out there. Most kids want a few games. So talk to them about the games that make the most sense, like Angry Birds or Solitaire or Words with Friends. And if you help steer them towards a couple that makes sense, they're usually very happy. They might want the Facebook app or the Twitter app if they use it for school. And interestingly, a lot of school journalism programs are using Twitter. So your kid may be one of the rare teenagers that needs it for school. So you have to be really careful about some of the apps, especially the ones that include pictures. But talk to your child, because what looks fun may actually have a bullying component. There are some apps where you can turn people's pictures into all sorts of craziness and then send it back to other people, and it goes out on the World Wide Web, and then what seems kind of like a funny joke between two people might get out and about and actually be considered cyberbullying. So I think it's just a matter of choosing the apps wisely. What you can often do is have a shared iTunes account in a family where for a kid, even a teenager, to get a song or an app, they have to just let you know. And teenagers who have a decent relationship with their parents often are fine with that. As they get older in high school, juniors and seniors, you can open up the wallet a little bit more and give them their own account. But certainly for younger teens, I wouldn't have them have their own iTunes account. It's way too overwhelming, and they can just get lost in this endless choice of songs that might have explicit content and apps that are inappropriate, and it's just too much.